This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It is something for the weekend time. I'm your host, David Michael. Joining me, the biggest cocksucker of them all, Mr. Chris Bird. Welcome.
Hello, David, you cocksucker.
How are you?
Intrigued at the moment. I think that's probably the best way. There's been lots going on, hasn't there? Lots of interesting things, lots of concerning things.
Lots of injuries.
Lots of injuries. Letters. I mean, I pulled my hamstring just sat on the sofa, so...
Yeah, it made me laugh when, is it Feeney who's out on loan to Real Union?
Yeah, with Tommy O'Reilly.
Yeah, one of them's got injured. It's like a curse.
Never rains, but it pours, does it?
Yeah, it's affecting everybody.
What did Steve Bruce say a few years ago? You're only ever a week away from the next Villa crisis.
Yeah, and the club put up a picture of Mings at Bodymore Heath, so I don't expect him to be able to run at the moment, but maybe he can go in goal and Martinez can play centre back. That's what you used to do, isn't it, at school? And
rush goalie.
You'd always play, you know, you'd have, I always remember the, you know, as a kid, he had a broken leg and a cast, but you'd still want to play, so you'd go in goal. So maybe Mings can go in goal. I don't know if it's a generational thing, but in those days, we would play regardless of injuries. We didn't give a shit. There'll be people in casts. I mean, it was like a tournament, and we had somebody who had was in a cast playing for us because there was no, literally, it was a five-a-side tournament, and there was only five players. It wasn't the squad, so he had to play.
And then you got the opposition to sign his cast afterwards.
And we won. But yeah, so today's generation of footballers with a multi-million pound, no stamina, cocksuckers. Oh, sorry, we're using somebody else's favourite word there. We might get done for copyright, so we should get our own words, our own dismissive
words. Yeah, what the heck are you talking about?
I don't know. No idea. We're referring to something out on Twitter, which we'll leave it in the wind to see what happens. But all is not well at Ship Villa. But the most alarming thing is the low-level IQ on Twitter, and you see some of the comments, it's hilarious. I mean, some of these people, you need to put them in a skip and send them to the tip, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. Before we go on, we are pleased to announce that this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Green King Sport, where football is more than a game. Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised Villa fixture over the 23-24 season, and with more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. If you download the Green King Sports app, you won't just get 10% off all drinks anytime there's a match on TV, but this month there's also 1,000 pints of free Guinness to be won and a chance to win one of six holidays. So check it out. We were talking about Fulham. I said they've been under the radar this season because last season you know, they had their little moment in the sun where they were like, ooh, sniffing that Europa Conference League potential. They were one of our threats. Before the final furlong, there was them and Brentford. They were around Villa and Brighton at the time, and Spurs as well. And Brighton went up a gear, so did we, and Fulham...
Fulham fell off a cliff, didn't
they? Last season was to get rid of Steven Gerrard.
They did that pretty well, to be fair.
Yeah, they, credit to them there. Very good execution on that. But yeah, I haven't really noticed them this season to the point that you might have thought they were in the Championship.
I mean, the only thing I've seen of theirs is fans complaining correctly about ticket prices and, you know, giving it a bit of a go with that, which, you know, fair play to them.
But the thing that does stand out in terms of what they have achieved this season is their home form has been pretty good.
Yeah.
And they've had some cracking results at the Cottage, Craven Cottage. I mean, they beat West Ham and Forest 5-0 within the matter of weeks in December, then went on to beat Arsenal 2-1. They drew against Liverpool when Liverpool came to town. This is in January. So this is reasonably current form. And they've won 7, drawn 1, lost 4. But recently, tough last few months, Craven Cottage has not been a happy hunting ground for better teams in the league as well.
And considering, you know, we've played the same amount of games as them at home, and we've had obviously been, we had come off sort of, you know, a really dominant period at home, they've actually conceded the same amount of goals as us.
Yeah, which is 13 in 12 games.
They don't score a lot, but they don't concede a lot either.
And we've only won 2 more than they have.
Yep.
I mean, we're on the decline in terms of our home form. I think they're improving. I mean, they've won 4 of the last 6 at home. So, I mean, on paper, you're thinking, oh, this is, we got 3 soft games here, but this potentially is the hardest of them all. I mean, overall, just to give you some context, if Villa have the 3rd best home record, Fulham's is the 8th. The thing that has let Fulham down this season is their away form is atrocious. Only 1 win. And only Sheffield United have been worse on their travels than Fulham. Fulham have 7 points in 12 games. So at home, different beast.
And the fact that we've only got, I think it's 1 win in the last 9 at Craven Cottage. And that was behind closed doors. So our record there, for whatever reason, is not particularly good, considering our home form against them has tended to be very, very good.
Yeah, it's considered an easy match, and you tend to forget about the travels to Craven Cottage. I mean, over the years, been a bit of a nightmare. Yeah, it's a stickler. And Villa's away record is not too bad. I think we mentioned it in the last Something for the Weekend, actually. It's currently the 6th best in the league, which is where you wanted it to be. But Villa have to start winning at home again.
We do.
Or else if our home form drops to 6th or 7th, then you've got a problem, because, you know how that's going to play out, because Spurs are back winning again. I mean, Spurs have won their last 5 home games.
And they're getting results as opposed to just winning. It's like they're finding a way to win. Same as Man U. They're not necessarily playing well, but they are winning.
Brighton also unbeaten at home in the last 6. I mean, if you're just looking at the last 5 or 6 games, that shows you that they're going to swallow you up if you carry on losing at home. Villa's away record is good enough to get you in those Champions League places as long as your home record stays at the top, you know, top level. And just a reminder, Villa have won 5, drawn 3, lost 4 on their travels.
Yeah, it's the start of a really important run of games now. Obviously, Fulham, Forest, Luton ahead of that potentially really big game against Tottenham on the 9th of March, or 10th of March, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not even looking towards that. That's not like a decider, because we might not even be realistically in the picture by then.
Well, that's the point of the games.
As soon as you play them, you're straight into, Europa Conference League starts before that game. So you really, I mean, that's what I've said. I think I said on that BBC thing, I'm looking at winning all those 3 games. That's not entitlement. That is like, realistically, once the European competition starts up again, you want to be going into that with 3 wins on the board after recent results, because Spurs and Manchester United have got a clean crack at this. They're not playing in Europe, and they've got firepower. United have, and Spurs, you know, they know in recent times, they know what getting into Europe's about,
and they've got momentum. That's one thing we don't have.
And they have
the
momentum as well, so it's going to be tricky. And obviously Villa have got injuries, and just to recap on those injuries, Kamara, he's out for the season, along with obviously Buendia and Mings. I mean, those 2 injuries, you've got to remember, that was right at the start. Buendia was before, and we've done really well without those 2 guys. Mm-hmm. So that's a cautionary tale in terms of it's not the end of the world. Kamara, I think in terms of Villa, maximum Villa with the personnel they have, you need him to pull off a performance like we did against Manchester City. But how many times have we replicated that performance since? how many times have clubs now started to kind of work out and pressure the double pivot? How many sloppy passes has Kamara made? I mean, he's not alien in terms of giving goals away, has he?
No, not at all.
What I'm saying is, it's not like if we lose Watkins and Martinez, that is like major. That's like the red lights flashing. Kamara, not ideal, but we can soldier on. You've got to find another way, I think.
Yeah, I think guys like Watkins, Martinez are irreplaceable to the way you play, mainly because they're obviously at the two key ends of the field. Kamara, I think you can shuffle the pack a little bit, can't you? I think you can, you can do what maybe we've actually needed to do anyway. We've spoke about this a few times down the years, where sometimes you get an injury and it forces you into a decision that makes you better in that it might be, you know, the fact of the matter is, since the turn of the year, Villa have become very predictable in the way they play out from the back. And that includes how Luiz and Kamara work and how other teams have stifled them. Not having Kamara means you have to play a slightly different way. But I think we saw in United the shoots of Jacob Ramsey coming back to the fore. He gives you more attacking threat as a ball carrier. And I think all of a sudden you're thinking, well, actually, if you can make your midfield work behind him slightly, and as long as you protect that back four, I think you're going to have Pau Torres back, or you should have him back for this game. Konsa, touch wood, shouldn't be out for too long. There is a potential, and Dina's back, of course, that you've lost a couple of players, but you've gained a couple back. And therefore, you might be able to play in a different way.
The key one you've mentioned there is Torres, because in Torres, you suddenly, okay, you're losing a bit of Kamara's, let's say, passing in the build-up phase at the back, but Torres suddenly replaces it and probably gives you something a bit more incisive.
Yes, well, he gives you better range of passing than I think Kamara has. He also allows you to play through the lines, which I think he probably does as well as sort of Luiz, but certainly better than a lot of our players, and definitely obviously better than obviously Longley and Carlos have been able to do. You saw little bits of that against United, where we were playing right into feet to Watkins, and I don't think a lot of the other guys can do that as well. I do think Torres can put a ball on a sixpence, and he can play into McGinn, he could play into Ramsey, play down the line, etc. So in terms of the way we want to play from back to front, I think it's a subtle change, but I don't think it's like a seismic shift in the way we need to play now.
No, my concern in terms of Kamara not being there is just that fluidity in terms of when a fullback bombed forward, or even, you know, for example, if Konsa was playing centre-back and decided to step up into the midfield, Kamara would naturally, and it was very fluidly, would drop back as a centre-back or to drop back into a back three once both of the fullbacks had bombed on. So that was something we're not going to really replace. I mean, if Dendonka was still there, he has the profile to do it. It's more of a like for like. So that is something would have to be kind of considered and tweaked.
Yeah, or is it a kind of a subtle change in shape, you know, more to sort of how we maybe played under Smith, to a point where it was more like a 4-3-3, where you could play your usual back four. As long as Louise is in the middle with McGinn, you can play either Ramsey or Tielemans. And probably if you play Tielemans, you can play Ramsey as part of the front three with Bailey and Watkins. And without the ball, you become a 4-5-1. But it's not necessarily, like, you know, for example, I saw some people saying, oh, you could go to a back three and wing backs. Which, I mean, you could if you had the right personnel. But, of course, defensively, we don't have the personnel to play that way at the moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So next problem against Fulham, to be more specific, if you haven't got Konsa and Carlos now, what's happening at centre back? You're going to have to
long lane Torres, isn't it? You would think, which is two very left footed players. But
what happens if Torres doesn't want to come off the bench yet?
True.
But the Chambers situation is interesting because he's not, unless there's an oversight on the UEFA
he's
not in the Europa Conference League list. Now, you're going to be able to have 25 players on that. And that includes, this is not like your B list. There's an A and the B list. The A list is basically your proper players. And then I think eight of them have to be, let's say, local, homegrown, or played in England, or the academies in England,
yep.
Paraphrasing in a short version. So you think, oh, they've left Chambers out because of they've probably reached the quota. Well, actually, I think they've only got 22 on the A list. So you're allowed 25. So I don't know if, because that list had to be in February the 2nd, which is the day after the deadline day. So I don't know, because he had offers from championship teams, and I think he was told, right, see you later. So I think all intents and purposes, they probably thought that was it for him. He's off.
Yeah, quite possibly.
For some reason, that move didn't come to fruition. And by that time, they probably forgot about that list. And there's been another admin oversight, shall we say. And we've seen a few of those in recent weeks,
yes.
Or months, actually. If you're thinking about the Crest, where they just ignored the whole rule process. And obviously the cup tie and the Conti Cup for the Villa women. So, yeah, you would rather have Chambers in the squad list rather than having your arm tied behind your back. You're going into, luckily we've got a few weeks before you re-enter that tournament, because it's not until March. But you would want a backup. Chambers, he's had his moments in the good and bad column, but
yeah.
You obviously want a right footer going in there if you've only got one fit one or no fit ones.
I mean, put it this way, I'd rather him play centre back than right back. You know, we saw him play at right back, didn't we, in Warsaw, yeah. When he had a torrid evening when he was on the pitch. But I think, you know, he's more than capable on the ball. You know, he's a good
player. Yeah, technically he's good.
We've seen that before. You know, that was that fantastic, it was a Luiz goal, wasn't it, against Southampton, with Chambers, Coutinho and Luiz involved. Beautiful goal. So he's got a range of passing. He can do it. And it's, we've seen this before down the years, where guys who've been exiled have come back into the team and done very well. You know, insert Alan Hutton, amongst others. So ultimately, you have a squad. I mean, Chambers is what, sixth choice centre back probably at this point, but this is why you have squad depth. Villa generally this season have dealt with the injuries they've had fairly well, you would say, to be where we are in the table and the position we're in, you know, excluding current form, etc. But actually, we've dealt with our injury concerns quite well. It's the lack of Kamara for me, where you think the reshuffle becomes a little bit more a question of, well, do you want to keep players like McGinn in the current position where you're getting the best out of him, or do you have to sacrifice one of Luiz or McGinn or someone else to play in there and, you know, slot in, as it were, and not put a square peg in a round hole, but
you
are sacrificing a couple of your, you know, real impact players.
But yeah, if Torres comes through in and we go, let's say, a little bit more direct, or let's say get the ball up quicker, then it may actually be a silver lining type situation.
Yeah, you might just not be able to control games at the back sort of slowly, but it might mean we have to play with a slightly more dynamic style, which we saw against Man U and period against in that Newcastle game. Even though we lost both of them, we actually looked better when we went after teams.
You've also got a situation where we can now, to, let's say, shore it up a little bit, you could play Luca Dean at left back and then play bring Moreno on to play in front of him.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So you've got that option again, which is something that Emery used to do at Villarreal back in European games. He would bring on another fullback, or let's say a forward-thinking fullback, and put him in the midfield to help out, obviously, when we're under the cosh, because they've got a bit more of a defensive calibre about them. So there's that as well. So I think the fact that we've got these injuries, but Torres and Luca Dean are coming back, and Ramsey's actually coming back properly this time. Means at least in terms of timing, it's not as bad as it could have been. In terms of the threat meeting, looking at Fulham more specifically, Jimenez has stepped up, hasn't he?
It depends.
If you think five goals is stepping up.
I mean, they've had to sort of spread the goals around, haven't they? They've got a couple of guys on five, one on four, a couple on three as well.
Yeah, Willian, still life in the old dog. He's got four this season.
Yeah. He's still a good player. He's still a good technical player. Alex Iwobi's there in midfield. Jao Palhinha is a sort of
Cordova
more defensive
Reed,
player.
Jamaican there, Leon Bailey. Would you go that far? He plays in the same position, doesn't he?
Plays that wide, yeah. He's had a fairly good season, actually. I think that very much just more, you know, more than the sum of the parts type of team for him. as opposed to having one standout player. Now, obviously, in previous years, they've had Mitrovic, who's kind of kept them...
Dempsey.
Yeah, kept them above water. And Steed Malbronk back in the day. I was always a fan
of him. Oh, yeah, he was good, actually.
The perennial
was,
Villa signing, who seems his name seems to pop up about the same time
as
Robbie Keane.
He was the perennial fantasy Premier League player. Because he would bring home the bacon, he would.
Yeah, I always liked him.
Half-decent keeper, Leno...
Yeah.
But they normally set up Perlina and Carney are like the deep sitters behind that three. I mean, it's like as Villa would set up if Kamara and, Louise are in there.
Yeah, it's very similar. You're almost playing like for like, really. Certainly they set up against Bournemouth in their last game that way. I know Bournemouth obviously aren't in form, and apparently Bournemouth were all over Fulham. They conceded a lot of chances, but Bournemouth were wasteful.
Yeah, Bournemouth. I mean, around Christmas, they were electrifying. And
they were brilliant against us, weren't they?
Slapped them 3-0, made our draw against them look decent. Mm-hmm. And then they've kind of faded a little bit in the last few games. But anyway, enough of them. Fulham, they like to go down the wings. I don't know. I mean, they've got Willian down one side, so it's not as if they're nippy. It's just I think they get it out there quick. They spring it.
Yeah.
To have that home record, I can't put my finger on why they're so good at home. I mean, they take their chances, probably, if you beat West Ham 5-0, Forest 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, there's the two clean sheets there are as key as the goals, because then Liverpool come to town and you fend them off.
That's a real green flag for them in terms of keeping a top.
And then against Arsenal, they beat them 2-1 as well. I mean, the only blot on the copybook recently is Newcastle went there and won 2-0.
I think they're just very organised. And I know that's a kind of a slightly backhanded thing to say about football team, but they are. They're a real unit as opposed to, you know, they've got sort of standout individuals who can win you the game on their own. I don't necessarily think they're that kind of team. But
well, they've got a manager with the longest name in the Premier League, so that helps as well.
I mean, that's worth 3 points in itself.
Do you want to have a go at pronouncing it all?
Marco Alexandra
Saravia da Silva.
There you go.
I call him M-A-S-D-S.
Mastus.
This is a game, I don't know if I want it, off the back of our recent form.
I mean, you just don't know how Villa approach this in terms of, you'd like to think they take the positives from Man U and they thought, actually, do you know what, we put in a really good performance, we didn't get the result we deserved, but everything was going in the right direction. Or does the way they lost the game and we're having a couple of injuries off the back of it really sort of take the wind out of their sails? No one knows. I don't sort of know how we'll approach this one.
But something needed to be fresh and there needed to be a bit of a shake-up. So Kamara's injury may lead to that.
Yep.
My only concern is, would, you know, Torres, does he need time to get back in the swing of things? Or because he would have liked, you know, it would have ultimately been good to have seen him
against Man U
get some minutes in either that cup game or the United game. But we weren't really in the position in that United game.
No,
because
unfortunately
it was very much a live game. He could have come on against Chelsea. I mean, I was sitting behind the bench, and when Longley went down at one stage, he did take his bib off to come on. It's not as if, like, only in last resort we'll bring you on. He seemed to be up for it. So we shall see. So with all that said, the Mom's pool panel result, what are you going for?
What do you think?
He's so scared. He told me before we started the show what he was going to go for.
Did I?
Yeah. He thinks Fulham's going to win.
I'm sorry to say it. I think
we'll
I'm saying home win.
I said United would win.
I'm saying home win in this one. I see a continuation of Man U, unfortunately. I can see us missing chances, making a mistake, paying for it. A draw wouldn't surprise me.
Should we play good cup, bad cup?
Normally it's the other way around, though, isn't it? Normally I'm the one who goes for the
win. I
might
go for a draw here, but if I had money on this, I would go for the home win, to be honest. Just because they're no schmucks, it's kind of gone under the radar a bit.
And I think we're feeling the pressure now. I think the pressure's off them. They can go, we'll have a right good crack at Villa here. We don't have to win this one. Villa do.
We're almost at the stage of the season where playing the teams at the bottom, I'm not including Fulham in this, by the way, is not the blessing that it seems to be, because they're certainly the teams that really need the points and they've got their laser focus to fight. And it's playing the teams in the middle of the table, which becomes a little bit easier. But Fulham, they're not safe yet. By the looks of them, especially their home form, they want to take care of business early. It would be better playing them at the end of the season, I would say. That's what happened last season. They realised, we probably haven't got it to
get
into Europe, but we're safe now, and they just faded off. So I will go for the draw.
Yeah.
And we need to win this, by the way. If we want to go top five, this is because this would be a good win. Going against a Villa win, so this would be a good win, and it would make up for some of those lost 3 points against both, well, 6 points when you consider Newcastle and Manchester United at home.
Or indeed 9 points if you count both Man United games, for fuck's sake.
We spoke the other about day, this didn't we? United
we
situation.
Could have buried them.
Because let's go over it. Fuck it. But before we leave, we were 2-0 up against Manchester United at Old Trafford. Should have been 3 points. And this game we've just played, we should have won that as well. I mean, how many chances do you want to have little powder puff shots there? So that's 6 points. So you're looking at it now, that's 5 points we're ahead of Manchester United. Deduct 6 points off them, we're 11 points ahead, aren't we? Add those six to us, we are clear of United.
Even winning one of them, to be honest. It shows
17
how far back
points.
They were.
That's them buried. You don't really have to worry about them. And in the context of the table, I mean, it's ifs and buts, but you would be at the same points as Arsenal and Manchester City, where we should have been, really.
Yeah.
That's where we were. Not saying we were going to win the league or anything, but you're still, you know, sniffing around those places. You got a little bit of a gap on Spurs, but United would have been out of it. You were looking worst case scenario here that Villa would finish fifth at this stage of this. You just needed to wrap up a few games, win, and you'd finish fifth, even if you declined reasonably, poorly. But, we're picking at that scab, aren't we?
We really are. We either need to just tear it off or let it be.
Yeah, but let's see what happens at the previous home of the Michael Jackson statue.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.